Are life's disappointments prompting a return to God or deepening the world's sense of spiritual lostness and self-reliance? How could public policy and personal life change if more hearts turn back to God in humble faith today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And I hope you are having a great day. It's a great day to tell people about Jesus, to walk in the love of Christ, and to make his name known. So if you haven't checked out FPIW, go to fpiw.org, fpiwaction.org. We would love for you to check out our websites. There's plenty of resources there to help you in your daily walk with God. Also want to encourage you, if you haven't subscribed, like, shared, or comment on these Washington Defender devotionals, to do that today as well. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. It will bless those who are walking forward with you in the public square. Today's devotion comes from Romans chapter 3, verse 12. And we are in a series called None Righteous. Now, some may be wondering, why are you spending so much time telling us that we are sinners? Well, the reality is, when you understand that all of humanity has fallen short of the glory of God, you understand that the beginning point, the foundational point of where we are, is that we need a savior. That is going to change how you live out the public, in the public square, incredibly. And so to know that we are all sinners saved by God's grace is the foundational point and part of our walk in the public square. So let's read Romans chapter 3, verse 12, and see what it says. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Now, over the next couple of days, we're going to be breaking this verse into a number of pieces. We're going to start with the first phrase. All have turned aside. Think about this. He is saying Jew or Greek or Gentile or heathen, all of us have turned aside from the glory of God. And we know that in this context, he's laying out this foundation, the need for Jews to have a savior, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He also is telling us that Gentiles need to have a savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, you know, Messiah, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. So all have turned aside from the living God. And we see this playing out in the public square on a daily basis. I am sure that as you're going into your workplace today, that there's people that have turned away from God. Now, you may be thinking, no, they never turned to him. But remember, in chapter 1 of Romans, it says that God has made himself evident to them, and that God has revealed himself to all of mankind, that God has written his law upon their hearts. That's why we're loving our neighbors, not thrones. It's simply because we want to be able to share the love of Jesus with them and with others. So thinking about what we can do as a people group to understand that we've turned aside from the living God. Now, we're going to supplement this with a couple different scriptures. It says this in Psalm 14, verses 1 through 3. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You may be listening to this and you're a brand new Christian, or maybe you haven't made that commitment to confess Jesus as Lord yet. I want to encourage you, don't be a fool. You know there's a God. You know that he lives and he moves and he has his ways. He's eternal. You know that. You know that his law is written upon our hearts. You understand this. So it's very foolish. Now, foolishness has that idea of that we know something, but we do the opposite otherwise, versus ignorant, where we don't know something and we live opposite of it. You are foolish because you know that God is real. He's revealed himself to you. And so today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you turn to that living God and say, Jesus, you are Lord of my life. You are Lord of my heart. You are Lord over my time. God, you are in control of all things. The fool has said in their heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. So this is where that Roman scripture comes from. And we see that he's in the psalm here, that Paul is quoting this and allowing us to know that, listen, this is not a new concept. This is from the Old Testament, from those times of walking with God as the Jewish people, the Jewish nation walked with God, and that we can learn from them. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men, to see if there are any who understand, to see if there is any who seek after him, to see if there are any that have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. So thinking through this for just a moment, the Lord is looking from heaven on earth, and he's looking to see if Brian Noble is turning towards Almighty God, if I'm going to gain understanding through his word and through his life and through his heart and through all that he is, or am I going to seek after my own ways, or am I going to seek after God? Put your name in there. Are you going to seek understanding from the Lord? Are you going to turn to the living God today and say, God, you are so awesome. You are amazing, God. You are a God that goes before us in all things. God loves you so much that he died on that cross for your sins, for my sins. He loves us so much that he wants to have this intimate, personal relationship with us, and he wants us to move out of foolishness into understanding. Think about that for a moment. Today could be the day that you move from foolishness to understanding. Now, you may be born again, bought with a price, you know, standing on the word of God, spirit filled, and not be relying on God for understanding on a daily basis. You say, well, why? Well, the reason is we can get very comfortable with only seeking understanding on Sunday mornings or whenever we choose to worship God. We can sometimes forget that God wants us to understand that little things in our life and in that public square, that he wants us to have understanding in those relationships, because every moment that you're going to go through today is going to be a moment where you can turn to the living God and say, God, I am yours. Help me to have understanding beyond what I'm experiencing right now. This last week, I had a point where someone brought me some news, and it just sucked the life right out of me. And I had to say, don't pick up offense. Don't pick up offense. Don't pick up an offense. And I had to work on it for about 2 days and just saying, God, I give it over to you. I had to seek understanding from the Lord and whether I had displeased him in a certain area. And what I'm here to tell you is that we can turn to him and not be corrupt in our ways, but turn to the living God and get understanding as to where we are. So look at this. Ecclesiastes 7:20 says this: indeed, there is not a righteous man on the earth who continually does good and who never sins. God is looking for us to walk in his righteousness. Now, I know on this show we have talked a lot about not having self-righteousness or self-religious piety, you might say, but we are to have God piety. We are to have godly virtue. We are to have God morality. We're supposed to have the Holy Spirit inside of us and move from self-righteousness to the imputed righteousness that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is what God would have us to do today throughout eternity, that we could walk in that righteousness. To know these things, to understand what God wants to do in our hearts and in our minds. Declare and set forth your case indeed. Let them consult together. Isaiah 45. He says, who has announced this from of old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord, and there is no other God besides me? A righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved. When you turn to the living God, you are saved from your sin. All the ends of the earth may cry out against you, but God will save you from all those areas. For I am a God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, and will turn back, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear allegiance. Give your allegiance to Almighty God today. Let this be a day of rejoicing because you move from foolishness to understanding. Say that with me. I'm moving from foolishness to understanding. I'm turning to the living God. They will say of me, not only in the Lord are righteousness and strength, men will come to him, and all who are angry at him will be put to shame. So that comes from Isaiah. We need to turn to the living God. James says it this way: draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So what's our application for the day? I mean, what can we do as we walk into that workplace today? How can we walk in newness of life today? Showing the transformation, not that we're foolish or ignorant in our walk with God, but really having a deep understanding of who Almighty God is. One, you're not a fool. We are people who declare there is a God. That's number one. Think about that. We're not declaring that we're fools. We're declaring that there is a God. We are not fools. We turn towards the living God. You know, there are so many dead gods around us. That's where we try to find happiness and things that aren't alive. So when you walk into that workplace, are you finding joy in the outcomes of your day, or are you finding joy in the Holy Spirit, in God, and what he's doing in your life? The outcomes could be good or bad, but if you find joy in the Lord, you are steadfast, you are faithful, you are a hard worker doing your work as unto the Lord rather than unto man, you're going to do it with excellence and pride and a godly pride, and that we would turn to him and allow him to be glorified. We are not fools. We will draw near to God and he will draw near to us. Isn't that beautiful? That God wants to draw near to us in all things. And finally, today you're going to have a day where you declared that there is none other than the living God. That we are not fools. We'll declare there is none other than God Almighty. My hope is that God will use you mightily today. Let him go before you in all things today. Let this be a day that you recognize that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords today. I hope you're getting it. Why? Because you're moving from foolishness to understanding. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the anointing that rests upon each one of us because the Holy Spirit abides in each of us, bringing truth, declaring that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that you are the God Almighty, revealing that you are ahead, above, and we are below. God, that your righteousness and your holiness and your newness of life is flowing through us today. God, we just want to reveal you to others today, God. Use us mightily for your kingdom. God, take us out of our foolishness into understanding. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.